And today on the KHSU homepage, we have Tom Gage, Professor Emeritus in English at Humboldt State University. He's going to be giving a public lecture to launch the print edition of American Prometheus, Carnegie's Captain Bill Jones, a new title from HSU Press. And that's happening today in the library fishbowl from 4 to 5. And proceeds from the sale of the book will fund the Salaam Cultural Museum of Seattle, which provides humanitarian aid to people affected by conflict and natural disaster within the Middle East and North African region. We're also joined by scholarly communications and digital scholarship librarian Kyle Morgan, and he is here to tell us about events with HSU Press and the library. Welcome, Tom and Kyle.
All right, thank you.
Very much.
Yeah, we're real excited about the event this afternoon, and going to be 4 o'clock for an hour in the library fishbowl. So just come to the library. If you don't know where the fishbowl is, just ask anyone there. They'll point you up to the glass-cased room.
On the second floor, right?
And it's
hence
just
the name fishbowl.
And it's just a real honor to be here with Tom and to celebrate this book, American Prometheus, Carnegie's Captain Bill Jones. It's just a real exciting release through the press, and I just couldn't be happier.
Well, wonderful. Yes, this is a new publication and a long list of publications from the Humboldt State University Press. So congratulations on that. We look forward to seeing what's coming down the road. But today, people can actually come and hear from the author about this latest book, American Prometheus, Carnegie's Captain Bill Jones, and that's going to be a lecture by you, the author, Tom Gage. Thank you so much for being here, Tom.
My pleasure, Claire, and so very nice to meet you. Yes, as a writer, I write about subjects of the past, although I'm woefully prepared to say I'm a historian by any means, but I write about things of the past that bear upon the present. And, for example, my book last year is dedicated to the late Father Eric Fried, Biblical Time Out of Mind. It happens to deal with the second millennium BCE, but it in fact bears exactly on what President Trump will be doing next week. The book before that, on Gulen, I heard over the radio just before the program began that General Flynn will be doing something on the news. Well, Fethullah Gulen happened to be very much involved with the trouble that General Flynn is facing. American Prometheus is a story about a man who died in 1889. And what it addresses is, in fact, what Bernie Sanders addressed all last year and Senator Warren presently. Bill Jones was better known than Andrew Carnegie. As a matter of fact, the last biography of Carnegie, Peter Crass in 2003 over the telephone, told me that going through the records and the documents of the Iron and Steel Institute of Birmingham, England, Jones was always mentioned, that in fact Congress noted his passing in 1889, and Carnegie was rather insignificant. So the title of my book, Carnegie's Captain Bill Jones, has a certain degree of tension in it, and a tension that is in the title itself, American Prometheus. As you recall, the god Prometheus gave fire to humankind, so essentially humans with fire could advance. The Olympians saw this as a personal threat, and so they basically condemned Prometheus to eternal torture. This tension is really what my book is dealing with.
Well, Tom, let me. It sounds completely fascinating. I haven't had a chance to read it. It's just a newly published, but I did read up a little bit on Captain Bill Jones, and he actually worked with the steel mills in Pittsburgh, and was very innovative in the way in the processes they use,
right,
but also innovative in the ways of dealing with the employees, with labor, sure, in the steel mills, and had something to do with the 8-hour workday,
that's right,
I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So there's so I just wanted to maybe give us a little bit of context about what Bill Jones did, and you mentioned that he talked about things that related to Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth, mm-hmm, Warren, but I'm not quite sure I know exactly what you're talking about, having not, mm-hmm, read the book. So, mm-hmm, tell us a bit about what Bill Jones did and how that relates to where we are today.
This is exactly the point, Claire. Thank you for highlighting the 8-hour day, because Jones established the 8-hour day in 1876, working for Andrew Carnegie. Jones being the superintendent of the Edgar Thomson Steelworks, Carnegie having hired him. For 10 years, the 8-hour day survived. In the year 1886, Andrew Carnegie had a very difficult year, both personally and publicly. At that time, all of a sudden, the 8-hour day was terminated, and that's a big part of my book, and that led to the next 3 years where there's a very interesting kind of development. The 8-hour day was but one of many types of solutions Jones found. For instance, the blast furnace workers put in 12 to 13-hour a day labor, sometimes all the way through the week, 7 days a week. Jones instituted, still going on a 7-day, 3-term shift, the 8-hour day. It was tremendously successful. The reason that the 8-hour day was important was people were being injured, and Jones established insurance policies, life insurance policies, a host of these things, which in fact were terminated either in 1886, he died in 1889. In 1892, you had the greatest steel strike in American history, the Homestead Steel fight that in which guns and a cannon was involved, with Pinkerton enforcing the rule of the firm. This strike was a direct result of the death of Jones, which I elaborate in my book. It is a part of Jones's style to simply solve problems for Carnegie. But what he did in order to have that autonomy, and the idea of his being the captain, he was a captain, he was a hero of the Civil War, he was a hero of the Johnstown flood, but he kept his patents, more patents than anybody in iron and steel in the 19th century. And he used those patents to leverage a policy with Carnegie. And so that is really the kind of tension, the Promethean tension, that we're talking about in the book.
So the holding the patents in a way to leverage power with Carnegie, or to leverage his ideas, or the fulfillment of his ideas, were those the ideas of the 8-hour workday, of just a more, mm-hmm, humane, mm-hmm, and practical way of managing the business and. What was the leverage that he wanted to get with Carnegie?
Well, let me give you an example of but one. The cradle of civilization was coined by the literary secretary of Herbert Spencer, a friend of Jones. And this particular invention is still absolutely necessary as a conduit for making steel from iron, whether you're making it through electrolysis, Bessemer open hearth, or scrap. It is still operational. So the patent on this single invention would determine who would be the czar of steel. And Carnegie at the time was the emerging czar of steel. For example, not to play on a pun, but at the Homestead work that struck, that's where the Tsar's Navy, the Russian Tsar's Navy, was built. When you think of Potemkin in Eisenstein's film, that was forged in Pennsylvania,
really?
In a Carnegie plant. So we're talking about a magnitude of but one of 50 inventions. This is a significant leverage.
Yeah, well, it sounds like a fascinating book, and I know one of your One of your reviewers says it reads like a mystery novel. So, I mean, it does sound like there's a lot of intrigue and power plays and things like that. And I did want to ask you, I read that, you know, you were a professor of English here at Humboldt State, and you also started a master's program in teaching and writing, I believe. And I just was wondering if you could give our listeners, like, a brief lesson in writing. Like, what's the one tip that a writer can use that can really make a difference in the quality of their work?
Well, that's an excellent question because it's a very timely one. Yes, we started the Redwood Writing Project in 1977 along with the master's degree in the teaching of writing. And Nicolette Amon is still the director of that project, the Writing Project, which is the flagship of the National Writing Project. The idea behind writing is process, that in fact, in order to wind up with a book like American Prometheus, you have to draft, there's a series of palimpsests. The palimpsest referring back to text written on papyrus or vellum or lime, some kind of animal skin, terribly expensive. And so before the Arab upgraded paper came along, the palimpsests were written on very expensive document, and you could get as many as 16 different tries on what you have to say. Well, this idea of process is what my book deals with. As a matter of fact, that's the latter part of the book, is essentially the writing process and how you go into publication.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. We are just about out of time, but I'm very excited to have you all here today. Oh, one thing, you're going to be selling and signing your books, and that is going to, the proceeds are going to go to the Salaam Cultural Museum of Seattle. So can you just give us like a 10-second blurb about what that is?
Yes, I can. I have been involved in the Middle East since 1958-59. I was a Fulbright scholar at the University of Aleppo. What's going on right now is the greatest humanitarian catastrophe since the Second World War, and I'm ashamed at how essentially people are responding to that.
Okay. Well, thank you for your support. For the people in Syria, for sure. And Kyle, if people want to come by today or want a copy of the book or they want to learn more, what should they do?
Yeah, so come by today. It's going to be at 4 o'clock at the library. But you can also go online at Humboldt State University Digital Commons, and you can get copies of this book and all our other open access books. This book is also open for sale on Amazon, as well as at the event today. And again, all the proceeds are going to go to a really great cause.
Great. Thank you so much. Thank you for being here. And if you get to the library early, you may get a chance to pet some dogs. I saw that on the website. That, you got therapy dogs in the library to help students get through finals. So thanks again, Dr. Tom Gage and Kyle Morgan. They'll be reading from American Prometheus this afternoon at 4. Stay tuned. Coming up, we have the Cosmic Calendar with Salina Rain.